Attention for all trains. We got train order 4 going active.
Yep.
It's for the Pride marches downtown. Yep. Bump through locations for Blue and Red Line trains at Northwest 1st and Davis. Make sure you use extreme caution in the CBD. Be prepared to stop short of pedestrians at all times. Operate normally to bump through locations. Stop at bump through locations. Keep in mind that prams may not be used at all locations. Follow supervisor hand signals to proceed through the parade at bump through locations. When given hand signal, sound bell warning and proceed with extreme caution. During the event, high horn will only be used if collision is imminent, and make appropriate passenger announcements about delays due to the parade crossing. Again, train order 4 active, bump throughs at Northwest, 1st and Davis for Blue and Red.
Train 44, I copy that. Train order 4 active, bump through locations for 1st and Davis.
And train 4.
Train 4, I copy. Train order 4 is active, bump through location at 1st and Davis.
Affirmative, train 45.
45 eastbound, just part of VTC, copy 4 with a hard copy.
Thank you, train 25.
Train 25, I copy, Charles, or 4 with hard copy.
Train 18.
672 Northeast, MLK, King, and Fargo heading south. I've got a biohazard passenger who is bleeding, and then I also have a seat that has blood, has urine and feces from what I'm being told by fellow passengers. I'm not sure if I should, what I should do at this point. I know it's detrimental.
Okay, so for let's start with the passenger that's bleeding. They come on board the bus and do they need medical?
Go on board and the person is just incapacitated with some sort of, either it's mental or it's going to be drugs.
Can you give you a straight answer on that?
That's going to be hard to say. I tried to thank them on the way in, and there was no response, so they seem to be pretty much out of it.
All right, yeah, it sounds like, let's just go ahead and tie the bus up. Where are you at now? Are you close to Morris? Are you able to tie it up at Morris?
I'm at Morris right now. I can leave it.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and tie it up there. Why don't you put your four ways on, let your passengers know that you're going to be holding. Can I get a description, specifically an age for this person that's bleeding on the bus?
Okay, that particular person is now on his or her knees. She's got some sort of teal, greenish pants, black tennis shoes, and a light blue jacket, and very soiled.
Okay, she says she's on her knees. Are they in the aisleway then at this point? And where exactly on the bus are they?
She's on the driver's side in the handicap area.
Okay. White, black, Asian, Hispanic?
I'm going to say black.
Okay. So black female, teen gray pants, black shoes. And then where's the blood coming from?
I look possibly in her hands, and I'm just told that she's doing a lot of scratching, and that's all I know without getting up and looking further.
Okay, I copy. Will you, if it seems like they're getting riled, let's just let them know that ambulance. We'll need a number, and if we can get a location of where they're going to take her, we'll need those two information. Okay?
Okay, 10-4 on that. Now, what about the seat with the urine and feces? He or she's getting ready to walk out the door.
Okay, well, my partner's on the phone with medical right now. So if they leave the bus.
She walked up to me, realized I was on the phone, and then walked back. And they're not sitting down, but they're still on the bus.
Okay, so are they still on board now?
No, getting ready to take off. Yeah. Oh, it's the arm. She had he or she has the sleeves rolled up and that snap. And that person's now out of the bus.
Okay, and how bad is the blood on the bus?
I couldn't say. I don't want to get... person's back in the bus. And as far as what's on the seat, I really can't say. But there's all the others. It's a bad sight.